You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, so the Ravens back at practice, now underdogs against Houston coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Joining us now to talk about that and everything else going on in his world, sports world, that is. It's Fresh Take Sports. He's our colleague, obviously, on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. How you feeling?
What's going on, guys? I'm good.
What's up, man? Look, I brought this up Monday, and using a parallel between the Ravens' first quarter of the season and the Orioles' April through May, which actually turned out to be the entirety of the season. Expectations high for both teams. Orioles were favored by a lot of odds makers as the team to beat in the American League East. We've talked about the Ravens' best roster in the history of the franchise. But, well, with the Orioles, I don't know if they really did enough to upgrade the rotation. Reality was they didn't. And then people got hurt, sucked even worse than we anticipated. It could suck. Tyler O'Neill gets hurt a lot, got hurt a lot, produced nothing. Ravens, okay. Did they add enough to help the pass rush? Four sacks through four games, and their leading pass rushers hurt. Is there enough depth on the offensive line? Well, it doesn't look like it is. So do we see parallels? And I think the Ravens' Super Bowl expectations are way more realistic than the Orioles winning the World Series. But at least this early in their respective seasons, do we see parallels where the Orioles finished crap last place? Can the Ravens turn things around here?
I mean, yeah, they could turn them around theoretically. I mean, they still have a talented roster now. The injuries are starting to pile up. That's a similarity between the Orioles. The fact that both teams had issues even before the injury showed up, and then you combine the issues with the now injuries to key players, then it starts to become, you know, very murky in terms of when or if they'll be able to turn it around. I think similarly to the Orioles, this could go off the rails. It definitely could go off the rails without a doubt, especially when you start talking about Lamar missing games. And it's a hammy. I mean, who knows with that? You know, you never really know how those things progress and setbacks, whatever the case is. And we know how important mobility is to his game. So, yeah, definitely some similarities between the two teams and how their season started, which isn't a good thing at all. I guess the difference is, like you said, the Ravens were it's Super Bowl or bust for them, regardless of what John says. And for the Orioles, it was, we thought, continuous ascension. We thought, you know, regulars in the playoffs, and they took a massive step back. It's not out of the realm of possibility it could happen here.
Cordell, I was telling Bob earlier, you know, I was watching the film, and when I turned the film on, I don't recognize the offense. You know, I mean, who is that? And who are they? And what are they trying to be?
Well, it starts with them not being able to just blow people off the ball. the line of scrimmage is not being moved in the run game the way that it normally does. They're not able to establish the run the way that they normally do. So they're kind of a fish out of water, because when have the Ravens not been able to run the ball? Even before Derrick Henry got here, especially during the Lamar era, I can't recall a time where this team really couldn't run the football. So to see that happening now, sure, Lamar has shown, like we saw in the Browns game, that they, if they have to throw the ball, they can win that way as well. But how sustainable is it? And I think they could do it, but you need the run game, is my point. You got Derrick Henry back there. To not be able to win with that is disappointing. And I asked John on Monday about just their style of play not being up to their usual standards. I asked him about their lack of physicality in these games, and he wanted nothing to do with that. You know, he didn't want to get I forget the word he used, but he thought it was too broad of a outlook. And he talked about, you know, the drives that they had, which were meaningful drives for them. Those three straight drives where it just all went into the ground for them. But yeah, them not being able to run the ball is the biggest issue.
Yeah, I mean, Cordell, the reason it went into the ground, because they quit running it, and they became way too predictable, you know, because when you bring in 43 and take out 22, 90% of the time it was a pass, and then they were just coming after them, and the Ravens don't do well picking up skill guys like that, you know, when they're blitzing.
Yeah, I mean, and then it's like, too many times now am I seeing Lamar against the blitz just run backwards. He's backpedaling to nowhere. He's throwing off his back foot. It just looks bad. It looks bad right now. And they haven't been able to really handle these pressures well this year to this point.
Nope.
Man blitzes have given them a problem, gave them a problem last year, as good as Lamar was. That was an issue for them, but they it seems like now they're throwing some zones in behind these blitz looks. Yeah, that's the concerning thing for me. And now with Ronnie potentially not being out there and no mobility at the quarterback position, and you're already struggling to run the football, that's why I'm saying this could definitely get worse.
Cordell, what kind of confidence level do you have in Zach Orr?
Not a lot.
Me either.
Not a lot. How can you? And it is, and I want to stress that just as much praise as the defense got last year when all these when Dean Pease jumped in and, you know, they started to turn things around and they all kind of got patted on the back for it being a total team effort with that, I want to have that same feeling right now again with this defense looking like crap again. It's all of them. It's plenty of coaches that have voices, and this is not just how much power does Zach Orr even have with the defense right now? To be honest with you, I don't know. It's so many voices in there now, including John, who said a week ago when I asked him about his involvement with the defense, he said he couldn't be any more involved. So he's heavily involved in the defense as well. So I mean, sure, Zach Orr is going, he's the defensive coordinator. He's going to be the one that wears it, but it's all of them because they're all in those meetings. Zach Orr is not going out there calling plays, calling coverages, calling blitzes that they're not approving, that they're not giving him the okay on throughout the week and on game day. So again, he's the face of it, but it's all of them.
Cordell, the thing that disappoints me most, you know, watching the defense, fundamentally they suck. You know, I mean, they give up, they don't keep their shoulders square. Just and then, you know, they've had over 30 missed tackles the last two games. I mean, just the fundamental part of it is awful. And I don't care who's playing.
Yeah, I mean, the tackling is the worst part for me. I mean, you can't win in this league if you can't tackle. It's just a hard fact. You're not going to win if you can't tackle, especially in the open field. And this is why, in reality, all the things that are said and some of the things that are done in training camp and all that time throughout the summer is pointless. Because all they talked about was trying to mimic the 2000 defense and trying to pick up where they left off. Like, they say all the right things, and even in camp, they're forcing turnovers. Maybe that fed a little, I don't know. I don't know, but they're doing things during that time that obviously aren't translating to when the games count. So that's the concerning thing for me. This defense is kind of talked out. Roquan, certain guys don't even want to talk anymore. It's to the point now to where they have to go out there and prove it, and they're running out of bodies now. So it's going from bad to worse because the injuries are starting to stockpile up on them.
Cordell Woodland, last thing for you. Houston, now 1.5-point favorites as we sit here on October 1st, believe it or not. Is that, for now, an appropriate point spread?
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I can't argue it. No Lamar. The defense looks like one of, if not the worst defense in the league. I think Houston found something in the second half with Woody Marks, the way that they were able to run the ball last week. Their offense isn't great, but we said the same thing about the Chiefs coming into that game, and look what they did to them. I don't think they'll be able to stop Nico Collins down the field. Stroud will get all day. So, yeah, until they go – look, their saving grace will be Derrick Henry – kind of looking like vintage Derrick Henry, and really the rest of that whole stable. Everybody's been banging on the table for Keaton Mitchell. I would anticipate he'll be active this week, because if not now, then when? But it's probably going to be all hands on deck in the run game. And if they can dominate in that department, which they haven't in almost a month, then maybe they will be able to squeak out that win. But right now, I'm picking Houston.
When's the next Fresh Take Sports there with you and Ben Hall?
We'll be back Friday night at 6, from 6 to 8. So we'll get everybody ready for the football weekend. Terps back out there as well. I'm sure it'll be plenty to get to, and we'll see who returns to practice, if anybody, at this point this week.
Say hi to Harbaugh for Vinny, Harbsy, or call him Harbs.
I'm sure that'll get a smile out of him.
Right. Yeah. All right, Cordell Woodland, everybody. Cordell, appreciate the time. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. We'll look at these baseball playoffs, managerial change, looking, it's like it's happening in the National League East. And there's a quarterback change for sure in Cleveland. Stick around. We'll tell you about that. And then Jeff Berman, preview Maryland and Washington, coming up 3:30 on Saturday. And then we'll talk Buzz Williams basketball recruiting as Maryland's basketball season starts in a little more than a month here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.